This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The CDC recently extended eviction protections for most renters in the country until October 3rd. That gives state and local governments more time to distribute billions of dollars in rent relief for tenants who've fallen behind and the landlords who rely on that rent. According to the latest figures from the Treasury Department, less than 7% of the $45 billion Congress set aside has actually been paid out. Hard-hit places like Los Angeles aren't doing much better. David Wagner from member station KPCC has that story.
Kelly Lloyd is a single mom raising two kids in LA's Baldwin Hills neighborhood. She says she stopped receiving child support payments early in the pandemic. By May of last year, she could no longer afford her rent.
It has been a scary time, and we have, as a family, depended on the extensions and the moratoriums.
Lloyd breathed a sigh of relief when Governor Gavin Newsom extended the state's eviction moratorium earlier this summer.
Had the moratorium not been extended, where would that put people?
Now, Lloyd is counting on the city of L.A. to help clear her rent debt before the protections expire. She applied for the city's rent relief program shortly after it launched in March.
It's been quite a relief to know that there's help available.
For months, she's been checking to see if her application will be approved. But so far, the city has only reached out to ask her for more identification. Aside from that, Lloyd says,
I haven't heard anything yet.
More than 100,000 people applied, and most of them are in the same boat. By early August, the city had only distributed about 15% of its current rent relief funding. Landlords are also frustrated with the delays from LA's housing department. Ari Chazanis is the president of Lotus Properties.
Every time we call in, we get the same answer. We don't have enough resources. We're doing the best that we can. Be patient. This has been going on for months.
Chazanis says about 35 of his tenants have fallen behind on rent. Most have applied for the city's rent relief program, and his company has submitted all the paperwork requested by the city.
Some of these instances of tenants applying go back several months without one penny being delivered to either us or the tenant.
The local need is staggering. A recent UCLA survey found that 49% of renters in LA owed some amount of money to their landlord. Add it all up, and the researchers estimate LA County's total rent debt to be more than $3 billion. Leona Rollins with the nonprofit Housing Rights Center has been helping the city process applications. She says tenants are worried about getting evicted and becoming homeless.
Some of them are so distraught. They're crying. They're like, you know, I'm getting notices every month. I just don't have the money. We don't want them to have that concern anymore.
So why the delays? Rollins says the city often needs time to follow up with applicants. There can be a lot of back and forth, asking tenants to prove their loss of income or to show how far they've fallen behind on rent.
We want to make sure that we give everybody ample opportunity to submit whatever documents they need to make their application whole so that they could be deemed eligible and we can then coordinate with their housing provider to get that money dispersed.
The city's housing department says it's looking into hiring more people to process applications. Governor Newsom and state lawmakers have been telling people worried about eviction to apply for rent relief right away. But in LA, renters can't do that. The city closed its program in April, and it's unclear when it might start taking new applications. In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.